the hottest show on the internet, Sin City Radio.
Break that back in like this till you look back at me screaming, nigga. girl, you a shit. Oh yeah, 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 yeah. That's it, baby, you're doing it now. Take that up and drop it down. Don't stop, get it, get it. Bitch, that shit right down the middle, baby, let me hit it.
I'ma get you pregnant, you have the next generation. I'm about to get rich off this here remix. It's hell in this bitch, I'm born for this shit. And girl, when I'm done, guarantee that you'll be calling me for more.
Come here, motivate you to the point you can't enunciate my name. I had you speaking in another language, not even a foreigner could interpret it. Since you've been patient, we ain't gotta hesitate. I ain't gonna keep you waiting. Wanna show my appreciation, got frontization of the seed on your plate. I got a pop bra, drop draws, I took it all off. So once I bust Lake Michigan, I can crawl on. I got a lot of thug in me, it's cockiness. Now I got a lot of thug in me, with this cockiness. Hug in me, telling me he's feeling like he's finna fall in love with me. Telling me that I'm the one and everything's so right, he wants to be stuck with me. My occupation is to motivate him and cultivate his mind frame to my time frame. All through the night to the early, I'm a rider like I'm in the Kentucky Derby. Hope you ready to work me.
Roll over, let me break it down. Sweet tighter, you know I love the sound that you make me feel. The way you love the vows, the way we are now. Promise you'll be back around. I'ma have to pay for your.
Into a rainforest, rain on my head, call that brainstorming. Yeah, this is deep, oh, but I go deeper, make you lose yourself and find the cheapest. It go green light, go eat the gold. I like to taste that sugar, that sweet and low, but hold up, wait, new position. I put her on my plate, then I do the dishes. She my motivation, I'm her transportation, cause I let her ride while I drive her crazy. Then I just keep going like I'm racing. When I'm done, she hold me like a conversation. We debate, babe.
Baby girl, I'm gonna motivate you. Tell her.
Will never. back, y'all. Welcome back. I don't know if y'all like that remix, but I thought the black part was tight as hell.
It's time to retire that. I mean, it's time to retire. It's time to retire R. Kelly and Kelly Rowland.
Yeah, well, I like the brass part. That was kind of cool. Hey, let me ask you a question, man. Let's say you out, you're hanging out, you're kicking it, right? You see this girl that catch your eye. She tell you she don't do men, right? Now, the question
is... Can I tell you my response when she said that?
Yeah, what's your response, dog?
Me neither.
But I'm saying, would you like try to get it? Would you try to bring her back to the other side?
Yeah.
I mean, would you actually put energy into trying to sleep with this girl, even though she flat out told you she don't do dudes?
Yeah.
You would try to put energy into that.
Yeah.
And how would you? Okay. How do you think you're gonna get her?
Yeah.
I mean, what you going to say to
her? The first thing I'm going to tell you, we got something in common. I don't either. If she tell me I don't like men, I'm going to look at it and laugh. Like, you know what? We got something in common. I don't like men either.
Really? All right. What about you, Wig? What you going to do?
Yeah, I consider it a challenge. You don't have to like me. Shit, we just fucking. I ain't gonna tell her that, but that's what I'm thinking.
That ain't a challenge to you. Challenge.
I mean, but is it really worth the energy, man? You know what I mean? Is it really worth the energy to just to steadily get no?
I don't know about it. See, you used to stop, no, and don't. I'm used to no, don't stop. See, it's a difference.
that was kind of cute. No, don't stop, huh? That's kind of cute. Right. I never heard that one. Stop, no, and don't. Okay, that's kind of cute. I like that. But we got people listening. If y'all want to jump in the conversation, push one. Is it really worth the effort? I'm trying to bring somebody back to the other side, male or female.
I mean, she could just be joking with you, man. See, you
don't have to bring her back. You don't have to bring her back, my bad, Cass.
I mean, go ahead, bro. Go ahead. Say what you got to say, bro.
You don't have to convert her. That's like, if she a Christian, you trying to make her Baptist, man. Y'all just sleeping together, man. Maybe she just wanted to experiment. She
didn't want to bring her prayer.
You know what I'm saying? That's
man. If you got one of them hardcore ones, I think that's has to waste some energy.
I don't want the boy coming back.
Well, I don't like boy pussy, so. If you act too much like a man, I'm going to leave you alone. But now you looking feminine, and you know what I'm saying? I don't like men.
But you do have those hardcore feminine ones, too.
Why
would you even approach
one of them?
Well, that's my question. Would you waste energy?
You didn't say that like that, man. You just said if she said she didn't like. I mean, why in the fuck am I finna go? I ain't finna approach no motherfucker in a white beat in khakis. Hell, I already know what she on. She on the same shit I'm on.
Okay, all right, check this out, man.
I want to ask you a bunch of questions. I want to have them answered immediately.
Okay, I'm asking a question. I want an answer.
All right, nigga, you ain't saying your question right.
Is it worth the energy to try to convert a motherfucker?
What type of motherfucker you trying to convert? You trying to convert a lipstick lesbian or one of them straight-up motherfucking bulldogs? Which one are you trying to convert?
Whichever one you run into. Either or.
I'm not finna fuck with no bulldog. You know, I am. You do your thing. Shit, if anything, it's me. Well, what you got?
Hey, man, boy, that word is not politically correct, man.
What?
It's not politically correct. So now we got to do a public service announcement.
Neither is this show, but...
Yeah, City doesn't condone that word. He does, but the rest of San Francisco don't.
Speak for yourself.
I'm just saying.
Speak for yourself.
All right, man. But what's going on, man?
I'm just saying,
Hold on, man.
I want to give a point across, man. Now, I'm not going to walk to no hardcore lesbian. Okay, we're going to be politically correct about this tonight. I'm not going to walk to a hardcore lesbian and say, hey, what's up? Can we fuck? No. Now, if you want them lipstick lesbians, you know, and that's a term that I learned doing this show. If you a lipstick lesbian, that's something different. Or you bisexual, something like that.
I mean, hey, we can work. But sure, hell no, I ain't finna walk with no motherfucker got no oats on. A motherfucking wife beat the khakis. Her shit sagging. She looking tougher than me. Well, hell, I don't even wanna fuck her. She gonna start trying to hump back.
All right.
Well, I am finna change the subject. I gotta ask the question, man. And it kind of stuck with me, man. It's kind of on the lines of what we talked about last week as far as good breakups and bad breakups.
Oh, shit.
How come when you break up with your baby's mom or your baby's daddy, why does it always turn into hate? But not, when you break up with somebody else that you don't have kids with, it's like, you know, oh, well, fuck it. All right, we done. We still cool, but we done. But when it's your baby's mama,
it's an emotional attachment there.
Okay, elaborate.
I mean, if you're dealing with somebody who, you know what I'm saying, y'all ain't got shit in common. I mean, other than the fucking. I mean, shit, yeah, you can make a clean break. But now you got a kid there. I mean, all kids should be made out of, conceived out of love. I mean, all of them ain't, but hell, y'all done had a relationship, so yeah, this kid was conceived out of love. So, yeah, hey, not only is the love there, then you got the motherfucking kid there.
Okay. I'm just wondering. I mean, somebody brought it up to me, and I was like, I hate my baby's mama, but that's a damn good question.
Hold on, man. We got somebody new calling in.
I know, I'm trying to bring him in now.
Paula, what's up?
Paula, what's
up?
Hello,
Paula.
Hello?
Hey.
Hey.
Who is this, Tina?
Yes, Tina.
What's happening, Tina?
What's going on, baby?
You never put those toe pictures up, so we couldn't really sing, you know, massage. We never saw the picture of your feet.
What?
Don't worry about it.
What?
Don't worry about it.
That was crazy.
What's going on, Tina?
How you doing, Tina?
I am good. How are you?
Just chilling. What's on your mind? You pushed one, so apparently you got something to say.
Yeah, because, like, that whole, you know, that question about the whole baby mama, baby daddy breakup type situation, I don't have kids, and I don't really understand it, but something just, like, came to me just as you have brought it up, that maybe it's because a normal relationship with somebody that you don't have kids with and you break up, you're not necessarily tied to that person. You know, you can just move on with your life, move forward, or in some people's cases, move backward. But if you're in a relationship, if you're in a relationship with your baby mom, baby dad, you know, and y'all got kids, you are pretty much tied to that person for the next 18 plus years. So you can't, it's like, I don't know, you just, you're still tied to that person. It's not a clean breakup. Like, you can't just move around. You know, you still have to deal with this person for many years to go.
Yeah, but where does the hate come in at?
I don't know. That doesn't mean, because you guys got together and had a child, and, like, I hear a lot of men talking about their baby moms. Well, okay, first of all, y'all are the ones that was with this woman, allowed you to have a child with this woman, and she created your seed, you know what I mean? But now all of a sudden you hate her. Like, how could you hate somebody like that? I know there's some fucked up women out there and that irritate the shit out of me as far as when they're dealing with their kids and everything, and they don't do certain things right, like trying to hold their kids away from the dad or whatever. Like, I understand that, but it's just, I don't understand where, like, how can you hate somebody that created your seed?
Okay, now normally I would answer that, but I'm going to let my man answer that one. Go ahead, dog. Mr. Co-host, I'm going to give you that one. Okay, I guess he don't want to answer it. What about you, Wick? You want to answer that question?
Let's see. How can I explain it? I'm trying to think. Because they just load up. No, I don't know, man. It's kind of hard to explain.
No, it's not hard to explain. Actually, it's a pretty simple answer.
Because they do some fucked up shit. They low down dirty motherfuckers.
No, not necessarily. Not necessarily. The reason.
I mean, no,
the
they could be good mothers, but they just some dirty motherfuckers. Well, why you say?
No, it's not like that, dog. It's not. That's not the reason, man. The reason why most men hate their kid's mother is, number one, she changed. Once the baby was born, she strictly changed.
True.
You know what I mean? Because you have some women out there.
Hold on. Now, I hate to play devil advocate out here, but I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it today. No, it's not the fact that that woman changed. It's the fact that we changed, dog. Come on, now. Let's keep it real. Let's keep it real. We changed.
How you figure
we
changed?
We do. Shit, I mean, because we got to cater to this whim, that whim, and something that we ain't used to. I mean, shit, sometimes we get a little agitated. We get agitated, so we kind of change. We got to go and look things. I mean, your old lady just had a baby. You know what I'm saying? She ain't lost that baby fat yet. You know what I'm saying? She still, and Lord forbid, if she going through postpartum syndrome, you know what I'm saying? We really like, oh, okay, this bitch has lost her motherfucking mind. You know what I'm saying, dog? We kind of change on that, man.
Father Ty, who is that?
Hold on for a second, dog. Let me respond to what he just said, Reckless, dog. Just let me. Hey, dog, you listen, man. Let me respond.
Get the fuck out of here!
Get the fuck out of here, man. We don't change. It ain't got nothing to do with what she looked like. Hold on, let me bring Janine in. Everybody say hi to Janine. Hi, Janine.
Hi, Janine.
Hello.
Hi, my name is Janine. Hi, my name is Janine, and I'm a sex addict. Hi, Janine. Okay. Now, back to what we were just talking about.
No, hold on. Can I finish my statement, man? Damn.
All right, go ahead.
Now, with that being said, see, me personally, I'm not a superficial person. Me personally, I'm not superficial. But you got a lot of men out here that are. I mean, and I'm just speaking in general. I'm just saying in general. I'm not bringing no names up, Father Time. I'm not saying no names.
I don't even know what superficial means, so it don't bother me.
I figured you didn't. I mean, You keep looking for this certain type of someone. Then you meet this certain type of someone. Let's just say she had your seed. But now, in the process of after having that seed, you know what I'm saying? You kind of, things don't be the same. Things don't be the same because the simple fact is she may not be looking the same. She ain't that same motherfucker that you thought she was because motherhood didn't kick in. Now, motherhood kick in. Once motherhood kick in, yeah. Emma turns to a totally different person. She's more like, okay, you know, it's all about the child. But we still think it's all about us still. So that's what and the problem come in right there, dog. Me personally, I ain't like that, but I see brothers like, I ain't gonna say no names all the time, but I'm just saying.
Man, that don't describe me at all, man.
Hold on, man. Well, I didn't say you. I was talking to you. That's why I said your name, because I was talking to you. Now, if you feel guilty about me saying your name, then, hey, bro, that's something on your part.
Know your role and shut your mouth!
You saying that, but I'm pretty sure the ladies agree with me right about now. Tina, what you
look, man, I'm going to tell you just like I'm going to tell all the ladies that's on the show. Men hate their baby's mamas because, number one, they change. You know what I'm saying? Number two, I'm not saying all women do this, but the majority of women do it. They get pregnant by a guy because he got good hair. I want my baby to have good hair. So you get pregnant by a guy.
Really? Really? So all these ugly ass motherfuckers that got these baby mamas,
true,
you
man,
really don't say they do it because they got good hair? Get the fuck out of here.
I'm not saying, listen, let me finish, man. I'm not saying all women. I'm saying some women get pregnant on purpose. They try to trap the guy. Some men do that shit too, to try to trap the woman so she can always be in their life. That's where the hate come in at. Because number one, you already mad at yourself because you slipped up, you slept with the woman, you didn't use no rubber. Now you got a baby by this woman. You probably don't even like the girl. The hatred's already building up. Number two, she don't want to get rid of the baby.
Damn.
More hatred. It's
number four is that
nigga. Number
three,
damn.
Come on, dog. We're not finna go through that. We're not finna go through that, dog. You're not finna sit here and bash any woman on here talking about because half these motherfuckers on here.
Woman, man.
That's not what I said.
And I also said men do the same shit. So I'm not bashing just women. I'm just saying. Men get women pregnant on purpose, too. Everybody know a man that got a woman pregnant on purpose because he wanted to keep her. He wanted to understand his life forever. Men do that shit, too, just like women do it. Women have babies with men for different reasons. He may be light-skinned. He may have Indian in him. He may have good Indian hair or some shit. Come on now, ladies. I'm pretty sure y'all know some girls that can say some shit like that. Oh, he got good hair. We had a baby. Our baby had some good ass hair. I know y'all have heard that before. Ask him.
Who's that talking?
I don't know.
Because it don't sound like the original Tina. You know what I'm saying? It sound like Tina didn't put a friend on the phone. But okay, we gonna let that ride.
Not me, that's my roommate talking in the background. Y'all on speaker.
I will tell your roommate, get on the phone. Tell her, hey, we like to hear everybody. We can't hear from the background.
She don't want to get on the phone.
Well, if she don't want to get on the phone, she needs to keep her comments to herself.
If you don't want to get on the phone, keep your comments to yourself. I think that's messed up. Whoever said that about men having sex and not using protection, and then, okay, wow, the girl gets pregnant, and then, two, the girl don't want to get rid of it? Who said that shit?
That was father time, baby. One cares. It was father time.
I said it.
That was too much, man. You took it a little too far as a woman.
How am I taking it too far? That's how some men think.
I know.
I'm just telling you how men think. That's how some men think.
Well, now, hold on. I got to say that if you just sat down and you laid down with the woman and you got this woman pregnant and then you feel like that, you the jackass. Because
you
knew what you was doing. You knew how to get up.
Well, I'm just saying all I'm saying is that's how some guys think. You know what I'm saying? They don't want the baby. They mess up.
How you think, brother?
At least he's being honest saying he don't want the baby.
No, I don't think like that.
At least he's being honest saying he don't want the baby. You still got women that still try to go after him. You know, he told you from the beginning he didn't want the damn baby. Shit.
He should have strapped it up then.
And she should have took her birth control so it could go both ways.
Thank you. Janine knew exactly what I'm talking about. Thank you, Janine.
It goes both ways.
Wait. Have we had an epiphany here?
I know. Me and Janine are actually on the same page.
Right. What the hell?
Going on? She's been drinking that Moscato shit again, man.
That's really good.
That's all that is. She kind of buzzing right now. She's going to think about the shit tomorrow. Like, am I agree with that motherfucker? What the fuck is wrong with me? She buzzing, that's all.
But I'm just saying, man.
Because I could admit when I, you know what I'm saying? I didn't do what I needed to do, but, you know, if I had the child, I had the child. It's my responsibility. I made the choice to have it. But at least he was honest with me and say, you know, I really don't want no child. I can't handle no child. I ain't ready. But then women still want to harass them and take them to child support and do all this and that. You're going to do it because, you know what, that's too much. It's too much. Too much drama.
I can understand what you're saying, but now, as a man, I gotta say, now, as a man, I feel like if you did it, it was a two, like you said, Janine, it was a two-way street. You didn't do it by yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, I could have easily got up, and that would have been done. I could put it on your leg, wherever I could have put it at.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But now, if the problem, I'll take that back. I'm not going to even say problem. If the situation do come up, I mean, me personally, I feel like you just got to man up to it. Yep. I just feel like you should man up to it. You know what I'm saying? Now, my thing is this.
All I'm saying is some men do and some men don't. And I'm saying the men who don't, why would you even want that man in your child's life? He don't want the child. He don't want to be bothered with the child. But you going to force the man to be in the child's life because that's the right, you feel like that's the right thing to do? Is that really right for the child?
Right.
Okay. Okay, I mean, I'm just, that's not entrapment, you asshole. I mean, I'm just saying, I mean, I feel you, but at the same time, I feel like a man should step to the plate. Not just me personally. I feel like a man should step to the plate, fuck it. Do what you got to do, because she wasn't the only one at fault. That's just my thing.
And some women don't step to the plate anyway.
That's true. While
they talk shit about the men and they doing shit, you ain't taking care of your damn child either.
Okay. Now, with that being said, let's speak on that. Now, what category does that fall in? Because it's like, let's say, for instance...
Hey, well, hold on, man. Hold on a second, dog. Hold on. I don't want to interrupt you, man, but I just have to say something real quick. Janine, are you okay?
What?
Are you okay? You're passionate about this one, girl. I ain't heard you be this passionate about something other than sex. Goddamn.
Yes,
you're passionate
than
a motherfucker about this shit, boy. This ain't even about no sex. You good girl.
Well, technically it is, because a dick did penetrate. So yeah, technically this is about sex.
All right, hold on, man. Before you ask your question, man, let me bring in a new caller, man. Caller, what's happening, caller?
This butter.
Butter baby.
Butter.
Hey, I was listening, and I'm trying to figure out what y'all talking about, and I hear Janine snapping. I'm like, what's going on? What is y'all talking about? Because Janine is fired up.
Mm-hmm.
What's wrong, baby?
We gonna keep it going right now. Go ahead and make your point, man.
Mm-hmm.
All right, now my thing is this, dog. Janine, I understand what you're saying. I feel you. I mean, but now here's where this is the thing, because I've seen a lot of guys say, "Oh, you pregnant? Okay, yeah, baby, go on, keep the baby. We gonna do this. We gonna do that." Then come when the baby born, I ain't ready to be a daddy. Why in the fuck didn't you tell her that in the beginning?
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
I agree with that.
Now, for them motherfuckers who do that shit, you're a lame ass motherfucker. You're a bitch ass motherfucker. Cause you sitting there telling her, you giving her all these false hopes that, you know, even if it don't work out. I mean, cause there's been times where you ain't seen a situation where, and I've seen it personally, where a motherfucker like, well, look, man, you ain't gonna be together, but I'm gonna take care of this baby, and the motherfucker knew it. You know what I'm saying? Then you got a situation where the motherfucker been told her, yeah, go on, have the baby. We cool, we good. Then when the baby come, man, I don't even know if that baby mine. Well, if you felt like that from day one, why the fuck didn't you say it? Then
I have no idea.
But
you can flip that. Let's flip it. What if the guy wants to keep the baby and the woman don't? What about that kind of bullshit?
Okay,
I'm passionate about that one. I'm very passionate about that one.
Well, it all
depends
on
who you
are. How ugly are you?
Yeah, you don't need to be bringing no more ugly kids.
How ugly are you? I mean, you just said all that old good hair shit. And when you ugly motherfuckers, he like, well, I don't even want no baby by your ugly ass.
Oh,
I got drunk at the club.
Hey, I was wrong for that. I apologize.
Y'all is stupid.
But y'all know that's true. Y'all be looking at the parents, so y'all be like, and she be pretty. You be like, oh, why is they doing this kid like this?
Okay. I mean, but sometimes it seemed like, honestly, for a minute, the ugliest parents make the most beautifulest baby.
Until
that kid grow up and get
them
looking like one of their asses.
No, that kid gonna be fucked with. Hey,
oh, Lord Jesus.
Okay.
But come on, now. Let's get back on topic, y'all. Let's get back on topic.
Yeah.
Now,
yeah.
I'm going to be straight up with you. My daughter's mother had an abortion. I was crushed. You wonder why we don't like each other now? That's why. That's my number one reason.
Really?
You know what I'm saying?
But what about how it got there?
Hold on, dog. You said that's the reason that you hate her?
That's one of the reasons I hate her.
He said one.
Okay. Ooh. And I'm just asking because now you just brought some new shit out to me that I didn't know. Was this after your firstborn, or was it before your firstborn?
No, my daughter was already here.
Right.
When she moved up here, we got back together. She got pregnant.
Right.
And she had a fucking abortion.
Okay, now, brother. I'm just asking because, like I said, this is some new shit to me. And me and you like brothers, and I ain't never know this. This is some new shit to me. But now, with everything that you done said on this show, do you really think you and her needed another kid together?
Exactly.
You're probably right, but that's not the point. I don't think what I wanted was considered, you know what I'm saying? It's always, well, it's her body. She can do what she want to do. It's her decision. What about this guy, though?
Were y'all together at the time?
We were living together.
Did you know about the abortion?
I went with her.
Okay then, but you knew. You asked that she went behind your back or something.
Okay.
She just like a guy tell
she
you
did.
They not ready
said,
and they don't
keep
want
the baby. She said no.
Exactly.
I said, well,
she
let's talk
you
about
she
it. She
ready.
Said no.
Well, hold on. We got another call in. Big Mike, what's happening?
What's going on, dog?
I got a question.
Before you busted that load and got her pregnant, did you tell her you wanted to have a baby? Before you got mad about her not wanting to have it?
Good question.
No, I didn't. My first daughter was planned. The second baby wasn't. But that ain't the point. That's not the point, whether it was planned or not.
You're gonna
I'm
be
saying,
mad.
What about my feelings? How come
so
I can't be mad?
So say somebody snuck one in on you and you didn't want it.
Exactly.
Well, I'm still going to step up to the plate. If she decides to keep the baby, I'm still going to step up to the plate and take care of my baby. Point blank.
Not everybody is like that, though.
I'm saying, though, what about me? What about the guy that wants to keep the baby?
Hold on, brother, because, I mean, we hear what you're saying, but now you got to answer the question, too. Now, you snuck one in on her, you know what I'm saying? Y'all got pregnant. You said you didn't want the baby, but she did. But she listened to your wishes, and she didn't have the baby. But now, I mean, come on, ain't that a double-edged sword?
Exactly. At least she told you she didn't have kids. She could have just went and got the shit done.
Yeah, that is so true.
Well, yeah, that's true. But then,
right.
You know, I mean, shit. Then my daughter.
Well, I mean, that goes back to the same thing that Janine was saying. You know what
exactly.
I'm saying? She was real. She was real with you when she said she
exactly.
didn't want it.
Exactly.
Now, you agree with Janine, but now how can you disagree
mm-hmm.
with that? That's a double-edged
sword. It's the same thing. It's just switched around. That's all.
I hear you talking, but I don't agree with that. Because
how
number one, I think
one in
you should
give one in and not agree
I'm
with them.
I'm
going to
tell you why. If you give me a chance,
fuck the time.
Yes, sir.
You said your first girl was playing.
Yes, she was.
You would be just as happy with the accident as you were with your baby girl?
I would be just as happy with both of my kids.
No, that's not
whether she was planned or not.
To be politically correct right now, your baby girl, your first was planned. Now, an accident, you're going to step up, be a man, be a daddy. But would it be the same?
Yes, it would be. I love all my kids unconditional, man.
I understand.
Oh, now you can't say that because you only got one kid.
I said I would love all my kids unconditionally.
You don't now that's something. And I'm gonna be real with you, dog. Yeah, you would love all your kids unconditionally, but now in the back of your mind, it's gonna make you. How would that make you towards the mother? Because yeah, you love your kids unconditionally, but you're gonna feel like she trapped you. Because the first one was playing.
I can't really think on that because I don't know, but I don't think I would.
I can.
If I was in a situation, I don't think I would.
I can and I will speak on this. First one, playing. Second one, yes, I love her with all my heart. I love her just as much as I love the first one. I love her just as much as I love all of them. But, yeah, in my mind, it was like, yeah, you knew we was going through a thing. You knew things was getting bad, so. You was like, okay, you waited till you was 4 months till you couldn't, until an abortion thing was ruled out. You know what I'm saying? Because you felt like, okay, well, if I had this one, this would do that. But in reality, yeah, I love my kids unconditionally. But yeah, that one, it was like, okay. But at the same time, you got to think, you didn't, I mean, this wasn't planned, and you deceived me.
Like, his mama was a jump off.
Yeah, using these damn kids like they pawns or something.
Right. I mean, that's deceiving, though. I don't think that's deceiving. I mean, if you do it on purpose.
That's not deceiving.
It's deceiving. If you set out to get pregnant by a man, that's deceiving that man. But if it just happened,
Hold on, man. If you knew it 2 months, but you didn't tell me until you were six,
until you start showing.
Yeah, that's well, in that case, that's different.
Okay, now hold on. But see, in the same token, this, like I said, I'm trying to figure out. I ain't being funny, dog. No jokes, no nothing. How can you agree with Janine on one hand and disagree with her when it was vice versa on you? Y'all both basically saying the same thing. I mean, it was good when it was her saying it, but not when it was her saying it about you. You're talking about her talking
to this dude. All I was saying was, what about that guy? You know, I understand that it's all about the woman. It's her body. It's her decision. She can do what she want to do. Okay, that's fine and dandy. But no one never goes and say, well, let's ask him what he thinks.
She didn't tell you. Let me talk to him first.
He should have talked about that.
She
shot one in her.
Right. Well, you said. In your case, you're saying that the guy did go up to the woman and say, look, I ain't ready. I don't want no kids.
Exactly.
But I'm saying, what if this guy do want a kid and she doesn't? But
it's
no
the
one
same thing.
Asked him.
It's the same thing.
It don't matter.
It's the same thing.
He should
have been
right.
She respected what he said, that he can't respect what she said.
If he
didn't
want
garbage,
he should have put a coat on him.
Ain't it the truth?
Not hitting.
Right. Bottom line. I mean,
she respected. Now, when she respected what you said, you was cool. But now, you can't respect what she say. She say, well, I don't want it. Now, but you like, oh, it's a problem. But now when you turn around and say, well, but just call it, you was all on Janine's team.
No, I wasn't. I truly wasn't.
All
I'm saying, I understand from both sides of the coin. I see what's going on from both sides. You know what I'm saying? If that man tell a woman, hey, I don't want the baby, blah, blah, skippy. Okay. But you're saying that she still went on and had the baby. I'm saying, as a guy, I want my baby.
Okay,
you know
just like
saying?
The woman
okay,
and her baby and the guy did. Okay.
Right. It's the same scenario, dog. There's nothing different. It's just the roles that are changed.
Listen, I understand that it's the same scenario. All I'm saying is what the guy says doesn't count because it's her body. She can do what she wants to do with
count.
It.
And
it I think that's
count.
Totally unfair.
It does
how?
It does count.
She
got
to carry that baby.
She got to take care of that baby
if you decide you don't want it.
Hold on, brother. Now, we're not saying it's a one-way street type of pregnancy. So we're not saying that. I mean, granted, if you want to have a child, you got to take care. I mean, shit. I mean, hell.
Tell her you want to have a child.
That's just the way it is. That's just the way it is. A woman is going to have to carry the baby. That's just the way it is.
Yeah.
Hey, you got to look up. You got to look at a high power than a man to say, well, this ain't right. Because we didn't create this. We live by the rules. We didn't create them. So you got to look at a higher power than the man to say, well, I got to do this. I got to do that. We didn't create that rule. We did not create that rule.
Okay, I understand that.
Go ahead, buddy.
I'm just saying, like, when it's all said and done, like, I've been in a situation where I know someone who the man said, you go ahead and have an abortion because I'm really not financially able to help take care of the baby or whatever. But then when she had the abortion, then he started throwing it in her face that, you know, she had the abortion and they took away their child and all this other kind of stuff.
Well, he was a jackass. He was
right.
He was a fucking flat-out asshole.
Right.
Yeah,
right. That's true. But at the same time, it's like when you look at it, If he would have said, no, I don't want you to have the abortion, I want you to have the baby. And then when she had the baby, then she left alone to take care of it. You know, do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, she was in a lose-lose situation.
Right.
She was dealing with a tough ass. She was in a lose-lose situation. She was damned if she do,
damned
if she did.
She didn't. That's true.
Right. Right, but all guys don't do that. But now,
right.
I'm
true. All men don't think like that.
That's
right.
True.
All guys ain't like that. Let me ask the fellas a question. And the same question goes to the ladies. Okay? Fellas. I'm gonna give you two scenarios. Okay, you get a girl pregnant. She wants to have an abortion. You don't agree with it. She had an abortion anyway. Nothing you can do about it, right?
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Fellas, you get a woman pregnant. She wants the baby. You want to get an abortion. She keeps the baby. Have the baby 9 months later. Nothing you can do about it. Now, don't nobody see nothing wrong with that. Am I the only one that sees something wrong with that?
What did we agree upon before I hit that, though? What did we discuss before I hit
matter.
That? No,
it don't
we
matter.
Didn't discuss. That's a possibility, though.
Especially,
right. I mean,
exactly.
If we don't know where if
dude.
We don't know where the other one stands before we hit that, you should have put something out.
Whenever you as a man,
I'm just saying
hypothetically,
bro. It's always her decision. Well, no matter what you want, you have no say so. But it's part of your kid. You have
okay.
no
you
say
so. So.
That's wrong.
You got plenty say so, Father Time.
How? It's her decision.
Pull your motherfucking pants up, put your dick back in your pants, and go home.
Thank you.
Exactly. It's too late for that.
It ain't too late till you bust that nut in the baby here.
Exactly.
No, I'm serious, though, man. Seriously. Big Mike, come on, dog. Seriously.
You too old. No, man. If you was 21 or younger.
You can't say anything. You have no power at all over that.
Wait.
And that affects your life, too. But you
You knew that because I hit it, though. You ain't do that. You just went up in there and fuck it. Whatever happened, happened.
Right.
I'm cool with it. No discussion whatsoever.
That's not the point, bruh. That's not what I'm saying.
Father Time. Talk to God about it. And when he gives you a uterus, you can make all the decisions you want. Okay? When you
it's
get your uterus.
Not fair.
Okay.
Ain't fair.
Well, whatever.
It's not fair.
Okay. All right.
No, I'm going to tell you just like I told mother. You need to talk to a higher power.
Hey, so, I ain't got nobody's pregnant. I ain't having
okay.
nobody. I'm done. Hold on, man. We got a new caller. Caller, what's happening?
Hello.
He either decided to get a vasectomy.
Selena. No, it is.
What's happening, Selena?
I ain't learning the basics.
What's happening? What's the subject? I didn't really catch it.
You say what?
I'm sorry, what?
You're too sexy, baby. Talk up.
She sound like an operator to me.
She sound like she operating right now.
That's what I'm saying.
What's the subject? Fuck you over there doing with baby legs.
You doing shit with nobody.
Look, she pressed one by accident. She was doing some shit and her damn toe hit the one button.
She over there making it illegitimate.
Nah, I'm strapped, baby. Ain't nothing happening. No match.
Well, we've been talking about
lying with Father Time with a uterus. Say it ain't so.
Say woo.
Ha ha ha.
No, I said
that's all. Man,
I be getting beat up on this show, man.
I know you be getting beat the hell down.
Man, I'm gonna go post on my phone.
And your co-host ain't shit.
Right, motherfucker be egging shit on. And you see, we got this girl on the line.
Okay, nigga.
I'm surprised she ain't push one.
You better calm your nerves.
Jump on me too. Ain't that right, Sunshine with a Y? Yeah, I see you. Push one.
Lord have mercy, y'all crack me up.
Man, we ain't go back to Big Wheels. I've been to bust your motherfucking head.
Who that?
The owl.
What doing him like that? You ain't talking to me. I said, don't do him like that because you ain't talking to me, I know.
Whatever.
How you doing, Zach, Cass?
I'm fine. How you doing, Selena?
I'm all right. Bless.
See, I know what the problem is that I be sending the message out to you instead of Baby Legs. That's what I need to send a message out to. See, once Baby Legs get on here, I know the whole damn story changed.
Better get your ass out of here.
I know once I get Baby Legs on here, it's a whole nother thing.
Baby Legs be alcohol by now. Ain't no sending no messages.
But see, I know Baby Leg's feet hurting right now, so I ain't gonna fuck with him. hey, Salida. He got that fat boom syndrome. He got some soft feet.
You're stupid.
Hey, that's a hood thing, though. Hey, that's a hood thing.
You're stupid. Oh, shit. So what you guys talking about?
I'm all right.
You ain't talking about Father Time as usual. Change the motherfucking subject. Who got something?
I mean, how would you brought it up, man? Damn, you can't get mad
you
because don't nobody agree with you.
Don't get sensitive. You put yourself in that situation.
Always in situation.
Nobody
got to
agree with me, man. I'm just saying, you know, if it ain't right, it ain't right.
What
you
happened?
Have a habit of
I don't
know. Putting your foot in your mouth.
You got a baby on the way.
Hell no.
He got a defect.
I don't. We started off talking about why do you hate your baby mama or your baby daddy. But when you break up with somebody else, it's cool. But when you break up with your baby mama or your baby daddy, it's hatred there. Then you know, of course, it turned into something totally different. You know,
what is turning to?
Attack me? Attack me?
A
what? You know what I'm saying? It turned into a attack me campaign.
I mean, dog, all I'm saying is that,
third
man.
Person on this motherfucker.
All I'm saying is that you gotta talk to a higher power, dog. I mean, yeah. We got the ability to get them pregnant. They got the ability to carry the baby and do what they want. I mean, that's just the way it is, dog. I mean, we didn't create it. We just got to live by the rules.
Right. Ain't right.
Talk to the big man upstairs, because that's the only person that can change this. Can't nobody else change it.
No, the lawmaker.
If you telling God that it's not right, then hey. You questioning the wrong motherfucker, all right? I'm saying, seriously, don't condone questioning God.
Father, fuck you, man. You possum face motherfucker!
You questioning the wrong people.
Hello?
No, man, right is right, wrong is wrong, man. It's just not right. This is just not right, man. I should have some say-so on what goes on in that situation because it affects my life just like it affects hers.
Well,
I should have equal say.
Well, just let her know ahead of time. Look here, girl. I'm going to go ahead and knock you up tonight.
You know what I'm saying? If you want the ability, then you have to have that conversation from the beginning. It takes your nut to make the baby. So when you busted that nut, you knew you busted that nut. It was a possibility. Then you should have had your answer before then.
That's right. Just sneaking in.
Well, okay. All right. Now I'm going to totally flip it. Okay. Now you said that. But then you turn around. No, hold on, listen. When you turn around and have a baby with that motherfucker that don't do shit, then it's totally different.
Well, look at it like this.
Hold on. I'm listening, brother.
Say you with one for the first time. But sister, you're giving your head and you about to shoot your load. You're going to say something before you shoot that load because it's a sister. Because if you don't and she don't like that, she going to flip the fuck out.
Well,
so why not say something about a baby?
Right.
Don't have my baby.
Nah, man, y'all ain't feeling me, man. Feeling me in this motherfucker, man. So, you know what?
Fuck all y'all.
I knew that was coming.
What else? Who texting?
Hello?
Somebody texting?
I got a question. Okay, you know how you said that people, when they're in a relationship and they have a child, often they break up and they hit each other or whatever. Okay, so would it be different? What do y'all think about if y'all were in a relationship, broke up, decided to just be friends, and then decided to have a child while y'all friends?
That was stupid on y'all part.
Yeah, that was a dumbass decision.
Yeah, that, you know, come on now.
Why, what's wrong with that?
Well, what's wrong with that, baby?
Come on now.
Tomorrow when I say, well, shit, when you call me like, well, I want to go, well, I'm with my girlfriend.
Yeah,
I mean, come on, man. I mean, you know, I mean, you can't just go have a baby on a whim because, like, you pretty much saying the same thing, like, because you got good health.
Just because. People should not be having babies just because.
Right. Because
it's
fashionable.
A baby just because. What's the reason to have a baby?
At least out of love. I ain't gonna even say wedlock because I know you tell.
You agree?
We all probably a bunch of bastards on this damn show anyway. But I'm just saying. I mean, at least a love should be there.
Okay, but
not because you got good
hair. What you just say? Rewind that part.
I said, shit, a lot of us some bastards on this show, but at least some of us
ain't no
made
bastard.
Out of love.
I ain't no bastard.
Yeah, I was at the wedding. I was just in my mama's belly. I was at the wedding, no.
You said you was at the wedding.
I was in the belly, though. Yeah, I was at the wedding. That. I'm almost.
Well, hold on, man. Hold on for a second. She asked a good question. She said, "What is a good reason to have a baby?"
Yeah.
At least out of love.
Because you discussed it with the individual first.
Right. Said. I mean, goddamn. I mean, are y'all willing to both take care of it as just as friends?
Damn. Friends?
Yeah, that's kind of tough. That's a tough situation, though.
Yeah, just friends.
I mean, it's just like with a woman have a baby by her baby father. They have a friendship. They're not together, and she decides she wants to have another baby. What's wrong with her going to that baby father? They might not be together, but she
hell
wants.
Hell no! You out your damn mind? I probably can't get along with your ass right now.
He wouldn't have another one back if he didn't get along with her.
Was he cool with it?
That's what I'm saying. What's wrong with you having a baby by your baby's father who you're not with? If y'all get along,
is he cool with it though?
Yeah, he cool with it.
He want to have another baby too?
Hey, shit. Y'all what crazy for not being together then. Shit.
Wait, well, why y'all not together?
Shit, hey.
Y'all cool with each other enough to keep having babies together, but y'all don't want a relationship? Shit, y'all crazy as cat shit.
How is that child gonna feel?
Both of them like each other, but they like fucking other people. Shit.
No.
I can see that. I can see that.
How is that cool, though? You know, damn.
Well, shit, she with baby legs, so she don't count. She crazy already.
We are crazy.
Right.
Well, no, hold on, man. Hold on, man. I got to ask. I don't see nothing wrong with that situation. If they both agree...
No, no, ain't nothing wrong with it if they both agree. No, they stupid for not being together. Shit.
Why would they cool enough to
They probably cool enough to decide to have
They probably get along better as friends.
Exactly.
That's a minute.
I agree with
they
you.
What's a minute?
I mean, come on,
hey,
man. How does this fail?
It might
work for them, but what about the child?
Exactly.
How is the child going to feel about the situation?
That child is being loved by both parents, either way it go.
I ain't say the child's not being loved. Is the child going to feel about their parents not being together and they got to go here to see one parent, go here to see another parent?
That's the same thing as having a baby by a man and y'all breaking up. You still going to have to go.
Hold on. Wait a minute. I want to piggyback on what Janine said. Now, think about what you said, brother. I want to hear your response. But now, think about this. Y'all had a baby. Okay, now think about the first kid. He see that y'all not together, but y'all done had another kid, and y'all still ain't together. I mean, at some point, don't you think that kid gonna get confused? Like, what the fuck going on?
They using the baby as their excuse to stay together. That's all. Shit.
Right. I mean, that's not true. I totally disagree with that.
No, y'all may as well be together,
Father Time. Y'all may as well be together.
You're gonna keep confusing what you just said, man.
If both people have another baby without being together, there ain't nothing wrong with that. Hold on, Tom. Let me ask you, dog. You gonna put your life on hold, Paul? You gonna keep dating other people? Because y'all not together. Why would not date other people? We ain't together. Hold on. Anybody talk, just listen. I want to hear this. Now, Tam, listen to me.
And the other women going to be cool with the baby on the way.
Right. Now, listen. This is what I'm saying, dog. This is what I'm saying. You got a baby. You already got a baby. Now, think about it. You got your daughter. You want her to decide to have another kid. But you still seeing other people. Now, take your mind now. Take in mind, your daughter's still seeing you with other people. But then it's like, okay, I'm seeing my daddy with other people, but he keep getting my mama pregnant.
And these women that he dating don't mind these exactly. other women being pregnant.
And then, to further that even more, my mama's still having sex with other men, but
exactly.
he keeps saying, this my daddy... Okay, but this my daddy's baby. This my sister, but I'm still seeing my mama with other men. Come on, man. Y'all don't think this confusing this kid?
Well, that's why I feel like that shouldn't even be going on.
That's because the parents confused.
That's why I feel like that shouldn't even be going on. You shouldn't even be allowing that for your child to see.
It doesn't matter. It was two confused
adults. You can't help have them see if they... getting into relationships with people.
Hold on, let me ask this question. Okay, what if this man said, okay, I'm going to have 10 kids, but they all going to be by the same woman? He don't want kids by somebody else. He want all his kids by the same woman, even though he ain't with this woman.
Hold on, let me finish.
He may want another baby, but he want all his kids by the same woman. So if he sit down and talk to her, she agrees to get pregnant by him, to give him another baby, ain't nothing wrong with that. Nothing.
That's two ignorant motherfuckers.
No, crazy as hell.
That's Father Time.
There ain't nothing wrong with that.
And
that's why these kids fucked up now. That is exactly why they
fucked up. And that's why they in the system now.
If you make all these kids and you got a woman, she crazy too.
All the ones that think like this.
There's two consenting adults.
You can't knock up the woman you
decide to have a baby together. Who's to say that's wrong? Who are we to judge them?
You can't knock up the
woman. That's what they want to do. That's what they're going to do.
You can't knock up the woman you with, but you can knock up your baby's mama over and over.
But it's not just about their life. It's not just about their life. If it was just some decision they was making in regards to their lives without bringing nobody else into it, yeah, then you could do whatever you want to do.
Yeah,
when
I,
you bring
I can't
somebody
see
else,
asking somebody. I can't see asking somebody. Oh, let me. I want to have a baby, and you got a girlfriend. I can't see that. But if you're not in a relationship, and I'm not in a relationship, and I have a daughter or I have a son, and I want another child, then if we agree on it, that's what's the problem. But if you
and
got
you ain't
a girlfriend,
never gonna get into no relationship, and you ain't
you,
never
if
gonna
you
get
got
into
a
no
girlfriend, and I'm not. And I'm in a relationship.
Okay.
That's a stupid.
Okay.
That's a stupid situation.
Mother,
but if both of us are single,
mother, what's the odds of me not fucking nobody else?
Huh?
What's the odds of me not fucking nobody else? I mean, let's be real. What's the odds of me not fucking nobody else?
I
mean,
don't know.
Now think
hold
about
on
it.
One second.
Think
hold
about
on
it
second.
Now.
Hold on one second.
Okay, you can hold on, but my thing is this. What's the odds of me not fucking nobody else? My kids coming over see me with this other person. You know what I'm saying? Now, I got 2-3 kids with you, but I'm still fucking another person. That shit's just totally retarded.
Okay, that now, I understand you fucking somebody else, but we're not talking about you. We're talking about me and somebody that
I said, what's the odds of him not fucking nobody else?
Okay.
Y'all need to
it's a difference between fucking somebody and being in a relationship.
Okay, you think I'm going to really put my life on hold because you want to have babies with me. I mean, but we don't want to be together. We just want to have our babies all together. But at the same time, and first of all, I'm trying to figure out what motherfucker in their right mind going to sit there and say, oh, I understand that you want to have babies. Now, think about it. Think about it now. You and Father Time, think about it. A brother coming to you saying, look here, baby, I love you. I want to be with you, but I want to have my kids by the same person. And since I had my first kid by her, I just want to keep having my kids by her. Father Time, you... honey, I love you, baby, but I want all my kids by the same daddy. But I love you. Come on, dog. That shit sounds fucking retarded.
No, it don't.
Well, no, you're retarded for not thinking that.
You know what, man? I'm going to tell you something. When I turned 10 years old, I told myself, all my kids is going to be by the same person because I'm looking at my father. All my kids are going to be by the same person, which is why we
have that shit don't. Hold on. First of all, you know what? You need to quit with that shit because shit don't pan out. Shit don't pan out the same way when you think you was 10 years old. Because if shit panned out like when we was 10 years old, we'd be pro wrestlers right now. That didn't happen.
That's true.
So
leave
that shit
alone.
Look.
When I was a shorty, I'm looking at my father, man. I got brothers and sisters all over the fucking place. Some of them
I
don't fucking know.
I do too.
I'm saying. When I was that age, I said I don't want to live like that. You know what I'm saying? I don't want my daughter to have a brother living in fucking Kentucky some goddamn well, and a sister living in California. I'm speaking for me and myself alone. Just me and myself. I didn't want that, man. I wasn't looking for that. All my kids are going to be by Angie.
I
got one for you,
Angie don't want to have no more kids by you, so you threw having kids, right?
Exactly.
Your baby mama came to you. If your baby mama came to you and said she wanted you to have her child, you would do it just because.
You know what? And I agree with 100%, I would.
You're a fucking idiot.
You
are a fucking idiot.
It's a lie.
True. The only thing she put you through, you actually would do.
Exactly.
You're a fucking idiot.
All the time, I got one for you.
No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't have no baby with her. No, I'm good.
Say,
I don't
say she
want
wanted all
kids.
These kids. Say she wanted all these
kids,
Father Time.
Huh?
But she wanted you to keep them, though.
I ain't got no problem with that.
You got all 8 kids.
I have no problem with that.
You going to keep making babies with her? And she out doing her thing?
Exactly.
You know what? On,
yeah,
on that note, on what you just said, I feel like this. You got some deadbeat-ass mamas out there. You got some deadbeat-ass dads out there. I'm just not one of them.
Hey, I've been a single parent for 10 years, dog. So
congratulations.
I know.
That's something to be proud of, too, man. You should be proud of that.
For a minute.
I'm going to court for that shit right now. So I ain't mad at you. Straight up. Some men,
they
just want, you know what I'm saying? I don't see nothing wrong with a man wanting all his kids by the same person. Whether they're the
guy or not.
No, they just got to have a baby. I mean, that's their decision, man.
Nobody is saying nothing wrong with that. We saying if they're together, they need to be together.
Yeah, I got two kids, they got the same mom.
I mean, come on, like 99% of the population, mom and dad ain't in the same damn house.
I'm not saying that. I'm saying if you're making a decision to have a baby, you should be together. That's what I'm saying. If you're making a lifelong decision to have a child that y'all going to have to be together and raise for the rest of y'all life, then you're going to have other people involved because both of y'all are going to end up in a new relationship with somebody else, and all these people are going to be involved with this child. That shit is crazy.
Y'all need to be together. Let me say something. And now, I'm just saying this, all right? I don't want nobody to take offense to it, okay? But I'm just going to put it out there. Now, what you just said, 99% of people don't live like that. You have a baby in the beginning, you stay together, you guys break up, he's out the house.
Okay.
So what's the difference? What's the difference?
Because at least you were together and it does make a difference. It makes a difference.
Okay.
Explain it to me.
It makes a difference.
Explain it to me then.
Because when you make the decision, you both were together and that baby came out of love for each other and that y'all had a plan to give this life of with y'all together. When you making a baby and y'all not even together, that's not no plan for that child. That is not no plan. At least the child would have known that y'all were at least trying to do right by the child.
Teaching them to make a lot of babies elsewhere.
Exactly.
Okay. Well, hold
that's
on.
That's not
hold
even,
on.
You
just
starting off wrong by teaching that child. You teaching the child wrong. You teaching the child wrong in the beginning.
Okay, hold on, Janine. Let me ask you a question. So you saying I have a baby, I'm not with her mother, that I'm doing wrong to my child?
No, my daddy loved my
said,
mama,
right?
But he a player. My daddy loved my mama, but he a player.
You teaching the child wrong. I don't have nothing to do with y'all loving y'all kids. I don't say nobody didn't love their kids, but you teaching the child wrong. I don't care what y'all say.
So you saying right. People should stay together that don't want to be together for the sake of the child?
No, if they don't want to be together, they shouldn't make no baby.
Exactly.
If they don't want to be together, they shouldn't make no
baby. Don't make no babies.
Don't make no more. That's like investing some money with somebody you don't trust. Shit, we going to invest this money, Holmes, but I don't trust your motherfucking ass, but I'm going to invest it anyway.
Exactly.
Come on.
That's crazy.
Well, hey, I think we got a great debate going.
Yeah.
I disagree with a lot of shit said, but that's just me. I'm gonna be me. Right, exactly. You know what I'm saying?
Don't be trying to sneak no babies in.
With two grown adults that don't want to be together, they want to have a baby together. You know what I'm saying?
Y'all can decide to make a baby.
It's just like
together.
It's just like if you got somebody on the side, right? You don't really like them. But you like their sex. So you fuck with them just because you like the sex.
You ain't trying to have no baby.
It's the same damn thing.
You ain't planning on having a baby with them.
Honey, you just like the sex.
But the principle is the same.
Hold on, man. We got a new caller. Caller, what's happening?
Nitty in the building.
What's up, Frank Nitty? What's up, dog?
I heard what y'all was talking about, and no, you do not want to have a baby with that girl if you just fucking with her.
Thank you, Frank. Finally, another man on here with some sense.
Hold on.
You know I know.
What if y'all decide to have a baby together? Then what?
That's what you decide, though. But just because
right,
you're fucking with her.
Right, y'all decide to have a baby, but you don't want to be in a relationship with her.
That don't even make sense.
You want to have a baby, though.
Well, what's wrong with it, though? What's wrong with it?
Are you going to be there to take care of the kid? And you don't want to be with her, but you got a baby by this motherfucker.
Making a baby does not make you a man.
It happens every day. Somebody gets somebody pregnant every day that really didn't want
that's
that baby.
Mistakes. But those are mistakes, though. Those are mistakes. If a motherfucker is fucking a chick, he make a mistake, it's a mistake.
It's only a mistake if you don't take care of it, nigga.
Exactly. And you deal with the situation and you take responsibility for it.
But it's still a mistake, though.
It was a mistake before you went up in it.
That's right.
If you knew you weren't sure.
Yeah. You pull that motherfucker out.
Making a baby don't make you no man.
What they say.
I really want to hear what.
This is something I know about. If you fucking with a chick off top, you let her know. I'm not fucking with you like that. We just fucking. So in that aspect, you're not trying to make a baby by this chick in the first place. But if the rubber busts and you do end up getting this chick pregnant, that's really on the woman to say, you didn't fucked up. Because that's
no.
on her to say. No, you fucked up.
Rubber bus, put it out, shoot it in the face.
Hold on. Say that again. The what bus? The rubber bus. That means he at least initiated say sex. See, Father Time, you just done went in raw dog like fuck it. You going raw dog? You asking for the shit? Fuck it. Right. You going raw dog? It's a rubber bus. You see,
and
she pregnant, want to go raw dog. Raw dog, fuck it, hey.
Oh, white guy.
If you go in raw dog, you already know, and you busting nuts in this bitch, you already know she gonna get pregnant. So, you asking for the shit anyway. Now, if you putting on the rubber and it busts, then damn. You still, either way it go, you still fucked up because you fucking her. So, if your rubber busts and the bitch get, you, a nigga feel when the rubber busts. I don't give a fuck what niggas say. I don't care what no niggas say.
You feel when
the rubber busts and that pussy start feeling real better. After it busts, you like, God damn. So,
you know,
after that motherfucking bust, if you don't pull out,
you knew it was busted.
You knew it bust.
So, you old man, pull it out, put it in her face.
Exactly.
You ain't no kid.
But if you keep going, you know she going to get pregnant. So what is, I just came in on this. I heard y'all say something about something. I just came in on it. If the chick is pregnant, it's the nigga's fault as much as well as it is her fault. Because she's fucking the nigga and he's fucking her. So if she's pregnant, then hey, deal with it. Fuck it. And it's up to her to kill that baby or make it happen. And if you married, you really fucked in the game. Like, oh shit, now I got this bitch pregnant? You finna be fucking gay. You really fit to be fucked with the guy. Well, what you say about that?
Well, you know, with Father Time and old girl, they discussed it. They plan on having it anyway.
It's just the girlfriend mad.
The right. girlfriend mad about what? She mad about what?
You knocking up your baby's mama.
I ain't trying to have no. I ain't trying to get pregnant by you if you in a relationship. No way.
Exactly. But you never know what the fuck's going on. If a motherfucker well, come out at you,
I'm in a relationship or not.
Exactly.
Man, you're not together. You don't know what I'm doing. I can say, yeah, I ain't in no relationship. But now you be
tell
like,
you,
okay.
Anything. Motherfucker tell you anything to hit that pussy. Motherfucker hit that pussy.
If you and that person have a relationship where you trust that person and that person trusts you, y'all friends, y'all cool, whatever, he should respect you or she should respect you enough to say whether or not y'all sleeping with somebody else, point blank. If not, yeah. That's immaturity. Immaturity.
Well, the real shit
well,
is, a real
you,
nigga,
you
a real
a
nigga.
Lot of motherfuckers immature,
hold on, hold on,
a lot
hold on,
of
hold on, hold on. Nah. Hold on, hold on. A real nigga, though, the chicks that they fuck with, a real nigga, he let them know, okay, I'm married, or I got a girl, I got a girl. Me
no,
and you, we just
that's
fucking.
Not a real,
no, yes,
that's not
sir,
a real
yes,
nigga,
sir.
Father Time. That's
come
not
on,
a
man.
Real nigga, though. Real nigga's not even going to have that conversation because he's
shit.
Married.
Shit, are you crazy? Dude,
no, that's
because
a, nigga.
A real nigga know,
that's
a real
nigga.
Nigga know.
That's
a real
nigga
know.
Playing games.
No, no, it's not. A real
that's
nigga
crazy.
Know, if he fucking around, he got to let these chicks know, I'm just fucking you. That's it.
A married nigga fucking around is real. That's not
no,
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 I'm not. Nah, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying this. If you fucking around and you married, a motherfucker gonna let that chick know I'm married. So
that's being
it.
An honest dog.
Okay,
honest
put it that way.
That ain't being
I'm
real.
Being honest, that's being an honest dog then. I'm
yeah,
married,
but keeping,
and if we,
keeping it real would keep your ass at home.
Okay, hold on.
Oh, my
some
God.
Some people don't know what reality
okay, hold on,
is.
Hold on. Everybody, hold on. Hold on a sec. Big Mike, say what you was just ready to say.
Keeping it real would have kept your ass at home.
Love would have kept your ass
okay,
at home.
So,
right.
Now, in the song, the women say, love would have brought your ass home last night.
Right.
But keeping
right,
it real
right.
would have made you carry your ass home.
Right.
So
you're right. I can't
of,
deny
so
that.
So you saying that any man that cheat is not a real man?
Well, no, I'm not saying that.
He's a player.
I'm saying this. You never know.
Anytime,
you never know. Hold on.
You
never
you
know.
Deceive,
the,
anytime you deceive anybody, that ain't no real shit.
That's not deceiving.
What? Negro, hey, I'm done.
If I'm telling this chick, if I'm telling this chick, look here, I'm married. Me and you, we just gonna fuck, right? You never know what's. She don't know what's going on in my home. You know what I mean? She don't know
you
me
do.
And my. I know.
But you,
that's why
you
still
deceive somebody.
She don't give out all your information.
I tell you what, then. If you want to keep it real, you tell that broad that. Then you go on, and before you leave, baby, I'm about to go get some pussy. She know what time it is. Now I'm telling you, so you won't be looking for me to come home. I'll be back when I get back.
Sometimes you can't do that. Sometimes you can't. It's different relationships. You never know what people going on inside the house in their relationship. Sometimes it's monogamous. Sometimes the chick like, fuck it. You go do your thing, and I'm going to do my thing. And just
what
keep it at that.
What kind of relationship is that?
Exactly.
What kind of relationship is that?
It's a lot of them. It's a lot of relationships like that, though.
The one I'm looking for.
Where, look. Don't call me, asking me where the fuck I'm at. And the nigga like, hey, don't be calling me, asking me where the fuck I'm at. Just keep that shit simple.
They need to be together.
Where they do that at? Right over here.
They do it all around the motherfucking everywhere.
I'm not asking nobody
crazy?
Where they at. Because when they
supposed
to be where they going to be, they going to have a reason to be there.
Exactly. It's trust involved where you don't have to ask. A motherfucker will call
there.
You and tell you where they at. Oh, this is where I'm at. Okay, that's cool.
If you're doing what you're supposed to do, they're going to be sitting right there telling you that.
I want all the years, and I'm not talking about me.
Ain't
going to
be no call. They're going to be right there with you.
So if your girl wants to go somewhere, if your girl wants to go somewhere, right, she say, hey, dog, I'm out this motherfucker. I bet your ass be calling her talking about where you at.
First of all, she ain't going to say, yo, dog, motherfucker, nothing.
I'm just saying whatever. She said, okay, I'm out of here. I'm going with the girls. I'm going with the girls. We out of here. Girls night out. We out of here.
Have fun, baby.
That's what it's supposed to be, right?
That should be any man's response. That should be any man's response.
That's it, right?
Have fun.
What I got to worry about? I step out with the homies.
Okay. But now once you step out with the homies, another chick trying to fuck with you.
She trying to fuck
with you. Okay, so you basically telling me you ain't knocking down shit, but your girl. That's it. Nothing.
If I'm with somebody, I'm going home, man. And, man, I am not a
you
kid
good,
no more.
You a good nigga, man. You a good ass
going,
nigga, man.
I'm going, no, no. It ain't nothing but a headache out there, dog. Trying to
say that again.
It's a headache. Been there, done that.
You a good nigga, man. You a good nigga. And you know what?
So nigga, what you said is you got to have a stable.
What this nigga just said is a headache. I got a headache right now because my girl is at the place that I work and she's fucking up there and I done knocked them chicks down. So I'm like, fuck, are they going to say some shit to her? You know what I mean? So
you
really shouldn't
problem.
Do it. Exactly. You're right.
Problem.
You really shouldn't do it. I'm in this motherfucker drinking like, ah, oh, man. So I'm calling up there, calling my homies. Ain't no motherfucking haters up there. You know what he told me? All my haters is up here. These bitches is giving your girl drinks because they work there. So my girl up there balling, she's going to get my drinks. You think them hoes going to be like,
Nitty.
Oh my God.
Hey, Nitty, let me ask you a question. If some shit blow back on you, whose fault is that?
It's my fault.
Okay. Long as you recognize that it's your fault, you put yourself
in that position. I know whose fault it is. Shit, it's my fault. But at the same time, I'm man.
Speechless.
But you can't be mad, though, right?
How could you say this? Look. How can you say this? Say every bitch is throwing you pussy. Every day. You won't take that pussy from none of these bitches? Not
I'm
one.
A single nigga. Nah, I would.
Nah, nigga, what the fuck is you gonna talk to me like that? If you single, you single. You got nothing even to do with the conversation right now.
I've been married before too, dog.
Okay, so when you were married,
I know where headaches come from. I know how to prevent a headache.
Oh,
you don't want no headache at
this
home.
This is why you stick in that one woman shit because you was married and your ass got caught and she divorced your ass. Is that right?
No.
Taz
can tell you that.
So what happened? What made you say, fuck it, I'm just going to be with just one woman?
No.
What's wrong with that?
I
am a one woman man. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Ain't nothing wrong, and I've done it.
I am too. I'm a one woman man. We just talking hypotheticals, man. I'm a one-woman man,
oh, okay,
too.
Okay, all right.
We just talking
hypotheticals,
man.
A one-woman man ain't shit or something. Ain't nothing wrong with having a one woman. Because if
that's
you happy
shit.
At home, you ain't got to step out there. That's my
there
point.
There you go.
That's the shit. But at the second term, you look around. On the second tier, you look around. If you happy at home, though, right? You got a fine-ass
right.
girl at the career. She fine as fuck. Everything going right for you, right? Everything. But then when you leave out the house and you're not with your girl, and all bitches is throwing you pussy.
You're selfish and you're greedy.
It's not that. You're not even, trying to get the pussy. You're not even trying to get it. They just
what
doing
did
it
you do? That's fine.
And you can't say no to your flesh.
No, that's fine.
And
you
can't
say
no?
Hold on, Nitty and Big Mike, hold on one second.
I need this shit.
Hold on, Nitty. Sunshine and Push One. Everybody say hi to Sunshine.
What's going on, girl?
Sunshine and Sin City Church Operator.
Sunshine.
Okay, Sunshine, did you have something to say? Because you Push One.
Yeah, I mean, I'm listening to this young man talking about women throwing pussy at him and he's just gonna take it. So if somebody throws some live bombs at your ass, you gonna take that too? You don't know what AIDS look like. The finest bitch in this world can throw her pussy at you and it's contaminated. Then what?
As long as it ain't Holly Berry.
All right, look. His brain is still in his pants, baby. I got
on my phone, okay? No, it's not.
That's sad. All right,
Nitty, you got
real.
A response? You got a response, Nitty?
All right, I had y'all on hold. I had a bitch calling me on the other end, so.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
And I had to tell her, I told her real quick, I'm not fucking with you no more because this guy just fucking burnt my fucking brain.
Okay, Nitty, I'm going to tell you what she said. She says you got all these women throwing this pussy at you, but you can't see AIDS.
I can't see AIDS?
What you going to do then? You can't see AIDS, but you fucking all these bitches, but you don't know what AIDS look like.
I'm not talking about me.
Tell her what you said. Sunshine, tell
them
what you said.
Tell me what you said, Sunshine.
What I said. You said you got all these women throwing pussy at you.
I didn't say that. We're making a hypothetical. I'm a single woman man. So, I'm just
saying. He just clicked over and another bitch was on the other line.
Right.
I like
that.
That was pretty good. Right now, I just cut her off. Look, I just cut her off.
That was pretty good. Yeah,
because
like
Big Dog got me thinking. I just cut her off. I said, you know what? I'm done with you. And I hung up on it and I came back to the show. I'm saying this, though.
So you became a single woman man when you was on the phone?
That's
one down.
Hey, he had an epiphany, y'all. He had an epiphany.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So now look, though. I thought we were talking about
Sin City. Wow.
It can happen.
Boy, anything is possible.
Anything is possible with Sin City, baby. Anything is possible.
Yes, it is.
So we have sponsors, nigga. Plug your sponsors, nigga. Come to my house and buy Tide and Gain, nigga.
Ooh, shit.
Ooh.
Y'all niggas crazy.
All right, y'all. Well, check it out, man. We coming down to the end of the show, man.
Damn, I came in at the end. I said I came in at the end.
Yeah, man. As usual.
30, man.
Once again, another heated debate. We all, you know what I'm saying? We get it in how we get it in. All right, damn.
Y'all
motherfuckers are crazy. Big Mike, you ain't no close, man.
Say what? No, man, I'm going to let y'all do y'all thing. I'm about to clock out. Get it in the morning.
That's what's up.
Part of time don't make no babies, nigga.
No more, man. I'm done.
Leave them jump off some.
All right now. Sunshine, you ain't last words, baby.
No, I mean, y'all, I ain't going to say all men, but some of y'all men need to understand AIDS is real, and just because a woman looks fine as hell and smell good, that shit could be contaminated.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Mm-hmm. All right. Hey, lady, you ain't last words, man.
Shit, I agree with her last words. Them bitches out there, they look good. Get you an ugly girl. Because the bitches look good, the bitches that look good, that's who been ran up in a lot. The ugly girls, they ain't been too much tampered with. So get your ugly girl. You don't have to worry about that.
Wow.
All right, Diddy.
Nigga, please.
Wow.
I'm speechless. Okay. Alright,
Janine,
any last words, baby?
Oh, good show. It was nice talking to everybody.
As always. Boy, you quiet tonight.
Oh, man, I was just a little tripping, man. This shit, y'all was hilarious tonight.
That's what's up. That's what's up. That's what's up. All right, shit. Diamond, what you got, dog?
GenCity.Spruce.com, man. That's what's up.
What's up, y'all? It is up, man. GenCity.Spruce.com, man. Once again, I'm going to say it for the, well, I ain't going to say it for the last time, but for the umpteenth time. Participate, baby. Show y'all supporting your boys. Put some pics up. Put some blogs up. Put some videos up. Let y'all know. Let the motherfucker know y'all supporting us, man. Come on, man. Everybody that's been on here, I need everybody to leave go to their page at least one time a day. One time a day. You're on Facebook all day. Go to your page one time a day. Let the motherfucker know y'all supporting us. I'm out.